Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool and quiet night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, offering a serene evening for those out late. Jerusalem enjoys similar calm, while Haifa experiences light breezes. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past few hours, Times of Israel reports that Hamas held a mass funeral for 112 people it claims were killed in an IDF strike at the start of the Gaza war. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated that Israel will not withdraw from Gaza until Hamas fully disarms, according to Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, there are reports of positive momentum in negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, though Beirut demands expansions in pilot areas. Separately, an IDF soldier was seriously injured in a shooting range accident in the Jordan Valley, as reported by Mariv earlier today. And finally, JTA reports that Decision Day in Michigan sees El Sayed and Stevens bringing Democratic Party debates over Israel to the forefront. Here's what people are saying online. Teddy Schleifer, a journalist, highlighted just minutes ago that six outside groups spent $62 million on Haley Stevens, giving her a significant spending advantage over Abdul El Sayed. From Belaz News, writing just now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott paused new data center projects, citing potential strains on the power grid due to increased AI and tech data centers. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, reported just moments ago that Israeli settlers hung a dead sheep on a Palestinian home in the West Bank village of Burqa, describing the act as barbaric. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the funeral in Gaza. According to Times of Israel, the burials followed efforts to recover victims from the rubble over several months. The IDF has not commented on the specific strike. This event underscores the ongoing tensions and the human cost of the conflict. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's declaration, Ynet reported that Israel rejected a draft from the Trump administration, showing a firm stance on disarmament before any withdrawal. This highlights the complexities in achieving a ceasefire and the challenges in diplomacy. Meanwhile, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom Hebrew, negotiations between Israel and Lebanon show promising signs. Washington sources mention a positive momentum towards a peace agreement, though Beirut seeks to expand pilot regions. A breakthrough could have significant implications for regional stability. The shooting range incident in the Jordan Valley, reported by Mariv, involved a soldier in basic training who was seriously injured by accidental gunfire. Military police have initiated an investigation. This incident raises concerns about safety protocols in military training. In the United States, the Michigan race, as noted by JTA, is pivotal for Democrats aiming to regain Senate control. The outcome could influence U.S. foreign policy directions, particularly regarding Israel. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that as of 2026, a stock market trading course costs a few hundred shekels for a digital version, while comprehensive in-person courses are pricier. This highlights the growing interest in financial literacy. Separately, CTEC suggests that before automating processes with AI, organizations should reassess their necessity. This reflects a broader trend of integrating AI thoughtfully within business operations. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Gadi Eisenkot's visit to Margalit Startup City underscores efforts to boost the northern region's tech industry. Strengthening this area is seen as a national priority. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.